Lord, forgive those who say atrocious things about your people and the true ministers of the faith who were slandered by pretend Christians. Help us to remember to pray for their souls. Well, family, Still Small Voice was mentioned in a very obnoxious shout-out on Google+. This soul ranted on and on about government religious organizations that are part of the beast, in his opinion. He used sewer language in every sentence, and I was struck by the bitterness and rancor of this person. He was so over the top, I thought, is this some government employee posing as a Christian to denounce ministers? What is this? Didn't make any sense, and it certainly was the most foul language I've heard since the slums. But nonetheless, I felt it important to defend the church. This person was ranting on and on about all the churches, Catholic included. I couldn't understand what he hoped to accomplish. But still, there's enough bashing going around that the subject really needs to be addressed, because those who are doing it think they're working for the Lord, yet they're dividing and confusing the body. So I wrote back to him, "The Lord is doing a new thing with his people. He's returning them to the innocence of the early church, the first 300 years of the church in Jerusalem, before Rome, before Luther, and before Benny Hinn. Once there was a beautiful and whole child born to a royal family. As the child grew, somehow it contracted leprosy. Rather than growing strong and straight, it was sickly, repulsive, and badly behaved. The parents were devastated. They cried and cried for this child to be healed. Healers and prophets came and prayed over the child. They tried every remedy and surgery known to man to get this child healed. Nothing seemed to work. Every day they got more and more insults. As the crowd began to throw garbage on their porch, egging the house and breaking windows. Finally, the father stepped out onto the porch and asked, 'Who among you is without spot or sickness?' The crowd grew quiet. He then said, 'Let him be the first to condemn this child.' 'Who is the child?' 'It is the Lord's church. Their parent is Jesus, who weeps over their sins.' 'Who are those who hurl insults at the sick child?' 'Those who are not praying for healing. Those who are self-righteous and think their sickness and disease doesn't show. You who use your freedom of speech to destroy and attack rather than pray, heal, and reform. You are heaping wounds on our Savior's head as he weeps over his sick church. He looks for the good Samaritan, but finds only the self-righteous Pharisee. No parent wants to be told how sick his child is. They already are suffering for them and doing all in their power to heal them.' Then Jesus began to speak, 'Who among you will comfort me, my people? Who among you will wipe the spittle from my face? Is there not one who has pity, who is willing to step forward and offer me consolation? Is there not one among you who recognizes what I gave the early church? Is there not one among you who will restore and rebuild my church? No, I say to you, you are all wrecking balls inspired by hell to divide, condemn, and destroy. You have no clue of the sickness in your own lives, yet you are taking great delight in telling the whole world about the sickness in my church. Who among you will console and build with me? Who will restore the ruined homesteads and turn the hearts of the children to their fathers? Come, you are my joy. You discern rightly your own sins and do not point the finger. Come, I have a place for you now and in my kingdom. Come, for very soon now you will enter into your master's joy.'